All right. So if you would, if you allow yourself now to get in a position that's comfortable where you can sit for a while, where you can sit comfortably without falling over or whatever, using it as little muscular tension as possible. We generally don't recommend lying down. It's awfully tempting to drift off. You know, we don't have a lot of excitement in our speech, you know. It's like we're basically going to count you down. You know, we're going to kind of bring you into your subconscious mind with your willingness, and we just don't want you to keep dropping down into the unconscious and falling asleep. So whatever you can do to where you can stay awake and really be present, then get into that position and get prepared, get comfortable. Make sure that your environment is comfortable, okay, temperature, light, levels, etc. Just get comfortable. As comfortable as you can get. And as you do, then just let yourself do the relaxation breath, which is you breathe in normally, but when you exhale, you just drop. You just imagine all the energies in your body just dropping into deep relaxation. Breathing in, and then you don't have to hiss out. You don't have to make any noise. Don't do this. That's a different focus, different intention. This is just to tell your body you're going to be in parasympathetic or rest mode for a while, where you can be receptive and receive energetic goodies. So let yourself relax. And do at least three until you can feel that even your toes are relaxing. The tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, and everything in between, relaxing. And close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just imagine like a curtain being pulled across your eyes. Like you're in a little booth and you just pull the curtain so that you're in privacy. Just feel private, quiet, inside you. Just you, quiet. Just you and us together, quiet. Very quiet. And as you do that, we're going to count you down. We're going to count from 7 down to 1. And when you hear the number 1, just let yourself be in some peaceful, beautiful, safe, pleasant space. It could be a beautiful place in nature. A place with a great, in a beautiful home. It could be by the seashore, anywhere. So just let yourself, find yourself in this pleasant place in your imagination. 7, 6, relaxing, 5, going deeper now. 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you're there. Just imagine now. Imagine this beautiful place. And as you just enjoy this beautiful place, whether it's indoors or outdoors, you notice somehow that above you can see the starry sky. Hundreds, thousands of stars twinkling above you. It could be in the night sky as you normally see them, as if you're way, way out in the desert in a cool, crisp night where you see the Milky Way. Or it could be in the day sky. You're not used to seeing a blue sky with thousands of twinkly stars in it. Could be that too. Or a dawn or twilight sky. Just let yourself sense, oh, there's this beautiful sky. Here I am just luxuriating in this beautiful place, just enjoying this wonderful, beautiful place. Good in this beautiful place, and look at all these stars. These stars are every pinpoint of light. It's a being of light who loves you, who've come to witness you, who's come to support you, to love you, to be with you, to help you, to share with you, to enable you to be who you are, shining their love and their light to you. So many members of your spiritual family, your spiritual team, so many guides and assistants and spirits who just are so fascinated with you, who love you, who are excited about you, you who are valuable, you who are worthy, you who are divine beings having physical experience. And so now, just let yourself lift up and float in this starry sky. Let yourself just float in there and feel the love around you, because on all sides of you are the stars. Every side of you is the stars. Behind you, before you, on the sides, above and below are stars. And some of these stars move out of their position and form a big ball of stars above you. It's the way we show ourselves. And from this ball of stars, that's the group that we are, all of us together as one. We send a beam of light to you, down to you, so that when it reaches you, it is like a column of light surrounding you. So let us just surround you with our light. Sparkling, shimmery, beautiful light. Just let yourself be surrounded. Let yourself be wrapped up in it. Let us just love you and support you. And let us whisper the ear-whispered secrets. You are divine. You, dear one, are divine. You're a divine being having a physical experience that you chose. And you are also evolved throughout all these lifetimes you have experienced to be here. And you would not be here just to suffer, to struggle, to live an ordinary life. No, this time you came to be one who knows magic, who knows light, who knows love. You've come to a point in the world of evolution, of splitting of worlds, where you're creating for all, as well as yourself, a new world, a new way. Part of your work, part of your destiny, your purpose. Plus knowing who you are, knowing that divine within you, acknowledging it, claiming it, owning it, expressing it, living as it, and being it in your life. We congratulate you on your long and winding road journey, that you are here. And now you can dream yourself. You can dream yourself into that new world by knowing more of who you are, by claiming it, by seeing yourself and perceiving yourself in a truer way as who you are, as a divine being. So now we're going to shift the scene. We're just going to let you take this energy that you are receiving from us, and we're going to let you just be in a beautiful place in front of a mirror. You don't know how you got there. You're facing a mirror. And you look at yourself in this mirror. You see yourself in this mirror. This is your self-image, the self-image of your body. What do you look at when you look in the mirror normally? Do you look at your hair, your facial features, your body weight, proportions, your clothes? Or do you look at your eyes, shining their luminosity, their spiritual light, the windows of the soul? So let yourself now look at yourself in the mirror. No need to be totally accurate as to what you're wearing or your hair or whatever. Look at your eyes. Imagine. Make it up. You're looking at your eyes, and somehow or another, a light begins to shine in those eyes. And you feel a light shining out of your eyes that is being reflected. So instead of looking at the you that has issues that may not be so great looking or maybe too old or too this or too that, just acknowledge the essence, the essential you shining forth through those eyes. And mentally you say to that self with those luminous eyes, I love you. You are valuable. You matter. You are lovable. You are worthy. You deserve the best because you are divine. Because you're on purpose. Not because you've earned anything. Not because you've worked hard to get here. You deserve the best because you are. Love this you that you see unconditionally. Just love this you. Feel the love. Make it up. Imagine it. Imagine from your heart chakra to this reflection you send love and light. I love you. I know you will always be okay. Everything's going according to plan, according to divine plan. and all will turn out well. You and me, you the reflection of me, together we are going home. We are lifting. We're becoming more. We're expanding our light and our love together. I respect you. I honor your true will and motivation. I support you. I love you. And now you turn away from the mirror, letting yourself feel a sense of completeness, a sense of love, a sense of self-acceptance. You accept yourself just as you are. And now as you turn away, you find yourself back in that beautiful place. And if you're indoors, the ceiling is still missing, and there's still stars up there. And if you're outdoors, the stars are up there. And you find yourself expanding, kind of like Alice in Wonderland. Expanding up bigger, 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 bigger. You're 20 feet tall. Imagine you 20 feet tall. And you look down at your feet so far away, filled with light. There's just all this light coming out from your body, just beams of light coming out from your body. All over the place, beams of light, huge beams of light. Energy is flowing up and down and up and down your spine and up and down the front of you. Those of you who know of the meridians, the central meridians, the energies are just pulsing in light. Huge, huge being that you are. And then you imagine, while you're 20 feet tall, standing there, that your root chakra, at your coccyx, is this big ball of red light just moving, spinning around. Ooh, wow, this beautiful ball of red light. And then your second chakra, a beautiful ball of orange light. Just brilliant, brilliant orange. And then in your solar plexus area, between your ribs on your navel, right in the middle there, beautiful ball of yellow, scintillating yellow. Your heart chakra, green, beautiful, spinning, glorious, gorgeous green. Your throat, at the base of your throat, at that notch in your throat, a beautiful blue, gorgeous, gorgeous blue. The deepest blue of a blue sky over the mountains. Deep blue, beautiful blue, not dark, but rich, vibrant. Maybe a sky blue, but not dark, but just so rich, intense, electric. And then your third eye between your eyebrows at the upper root of your nose. Beautiful purple blue, indigo blue, beautiful ball of light. Ooh, gosh, energizing your brain. And then at the very top, a beautiful ball of light, half in, half out of your head. Beautiful violet white, just extraordinary, beautiful. And here you are, 20 feet tall. And from above, you can see there's this brilliant, huge, huge light above you. Just enormous, giant light above you. And a beam of light comes down from that light, the light of the divine, touching you in your crown, moving down through the chakras, through your spinal column, all the way down. Oh, let it just come down. Oh, yes. All this incredible light just flowing down and out the root into the earth beneath you. All the way down, down, down. This intense column of light, white, bright light. And the earth responding to that love, sending up a beam of earthy, beautiful, strong earthy light, a reddish glow, bringing it up, 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 up into the root, all the way up, 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 kind of in front of the light, the white light on the back, in the front, all the way up through the crown, and all the way up. You're grounded from the divine and from the earth simultaneously. Your energy field is incredibly creative and flowing with all sorts of colors and dynamics, and we and your team, we're going to fluff it up and put sparkles in it. Sparkles and all sorts of wonderful colors and wonderful energies. We're just going to fill you up with all this wonderful energy. So this bubble that you're in of your auric field, of your energy field, just keeps expanding out, 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 out. And as you do that, then you can feel your heart chakra expanding, 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 expanding. Huge green, beautiful light with flecks of pink and other colors in it. Oh, how so beautiful. And there's a place in the world that has pain. Many places. Choose one. Where people are suffering. Any place where people are suffering injustice. Anywhere that people are being hurt, damaged, where their power is being ripped away from them. Choose a location. And from this giant heart chakra of yours, send love to that place. Send it, love, 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 love to that place. Feel the love to soothe the pain. And as you do that, feel how the light from above and the light from below increase in volume and intensity as they replenish you. With more than you give, they replenish you. Imagine you're sending the love out, the love and compassion, the love and healing. And from above and below, you're getting reinfused even more. So your energy field is becoming brighter and brighter. And you're already 20 feet tall. You become 30 feet tall. Feel how much bigger you become, how much grander. Let yourself just soak it in. Who is it that can do this? Who are you now? How do you see yourself now? The ego will want to jump in and say, oh, you're great, you're magnificent, or you're not that worthy. Ignore that. The ego voice will always be there. But sense it as if your higher self is speaking it to you. The higher self, the one, the oversoul, the one who knows who you are truly. The one who, in a sense, decided to create lifetimes. The you who decided to come into physicality in the first place. This powerful, incredible, expanded you. Let them speak to you. Let them validate or reinforce whatever it is that you're experiencing or not. But without ego, recognize how amazing you are, how incredible you are, how huge light you are, how valuable you are. How divine you are. And now let all your guides, remember those stars? They're still there. Remember those stars that they were beings who love you? Let them come be with you. Let them come closer. Some of those lights, some of those sparks come really much closer. They become big lights. So some of them you can see forms within them. This is your team, your special group of helpers. There may be anywhere like from a dozen to 40 or 50. Let them all send love from their heart to yours. And it's like little beams of light coming out from them. And let all these beams of light come out and touch your heart chakra. Like you're the center of the wheel, and these are all spokes of light coming to you. And let them download you. Let them send you a download. Let them send you an imprint of you, the divine self. The greater self. You as your higher self. Let them send you that template, that imprint. It will come through your crown like little ribbons, little spirals of DNA. It will come in and it will soak into your body. It will move, come in and just fall onto your shoulders, on your head, spiral into your body, all the way down into the depths of your abdomen, filling up your brain with new frequencies. All right, so as you feel that, as you allow that, if you don't feel anything, don't worry about it. It will make a difference over time. It takes sometimes weeks or months for this to fully manifest. It will be much more given to you tonight as you sleep. And now there's something that you want in the future. There's a life you want to live. A life that's grander and bigger than the one you've had. So even though your image is expanded, find yourself now in your box. Now, you've already expanded the box some. But feel how limiting the box is. Because this box contains old beliefs and old ideas of the lesser you that you were maybe only like, you know, an hour ago. Notice how you kind of are boxed in, how much bigger you are within the box than the box can barely contain. You're all kind of bent over and stuffed into this box. The old box. And so now your friends, your team who surround you, are ready for you to create something. And in order to create anything, to create what you want in your life and to create the life that you want, you have to imagine it, but you have to have a self-image that can contain it. So mentally ask them, help me expand my box. Help me break free of this limitation of the box. Help me expand my box to the place where this future that I want, this life that I want, is mine. That I'm on that vibratory level, that by the law of attraction, it is mine and natural and normal for me. So now, push on the roof, push the roof up, because you're all bent over. Come on, push the roof, and let them help you. Push the roof up, way up. And your guides and friends will pull it beyond your fingertips. You can't even push it up anymore. They'll take it up higher. Great. Now you push the sides. Push. They pull. The sides expand out. The volume of this box is increasing exponentially because the height is already up there. The sides are multiplying the space. Pulling out it goes, out it goes. Beyond your fingertips, and they keep pulling. Oh, that feels so good. But it's still tight front to back. Okay, so push front to back. Push one hand behind you, one hand front of you. Push. And they pull. Push it forward. Push it back. Push it forward. There you go. And they keep pulling beyond what you can reach, the sense of freedom. Wow, a sense of freedom. Whew, you can, yes, you've got space within. Oh, how nice this is. And you notice that the walls of the box are see-through. You can see your guides pulling the walls and holding them way out. So it's enormous now. And you look in front of you, and there is the luminous you, bigger than you, even. The successful you, the future you, standing in front of you, maybe 20 feet away. Bright, luminous, wonderful. Oh my gosh, do you look good? Light streaming. And it's natural and graceful and normal for this future you to be totally successful and happy. This future you who has whatever it is that you desire to have more of, more money, more love, more joy, more health, more vitality, more opportunity, more. This future has it. And so now, you just move forward, and the wall of the box in front of you falls down, and you walk over it like a pane of glass. And you walk up to this future self. You can feel their presence, their radiance, as you approach them. Their presence is so powerful and strong and loving and grounding and healing. Ah, how marvelous. Charismatic, even. And they open their arms and you hug them. You let them hug you. You feel the love surrounding you, wrapping you up. This is the future you. The optimal future you want. Step in. Step in now, turn around and be the future you. Hold the resonance of you, the you that you want to be. Where money is easy, you're having fun, wonderful people, beloved friends and loved ones, community, celebration of life, vitality, energy. Imagine, come on, imagine, just stretch your imagination. Come on, stretch, stretch, stretch. Imagine it, come on, imagine it. Go beyond. We're going to help you. We're going to help you. Pull your imagination beyond what you've been able to imagine before. You may not be able to register it. We're just going to expand your imagination now. Here we go. We and, of course, dozens of your friends and associates here. All right, let your imagination be stretched. Own it. Own this new level of you, because at this new level you can understand your past. You can heal your present, and you can dream your great dreams. Now, remember this feeling the best you can. If you're feeling something, hopefully you are. You should be feeling something, at least a little bit of lightness, a little bit of majesty, a little touch of something grand, just a bit, something. Or you may feel just incredible scintillating energy moving through you, incredible light and flowing energy. Whatever it is that you feel, remember, make a note of it, sense it as if in some time in the future you'd be asked to remember this feeling, to remember this state of being. Yes. Claim it. Own it. It's yours. Your reality. And feel the gratitude for all the support that you can get and that you have gotten. The receiving that's coming your way as you no longer earn. The forgiveness of your past. and present. Seeing all that old limiting stuff as the illusion that it is. Accepting yourself on your spiritual journey. You're not behind, dear one. There's no being ahead or being behind. You are where you are correct to be. On your spiritual path, everything's going according to plan, and it will all turn out well. Just know this. Expect it. And now, remembering that state, let yourself come back. Come back to your bodies. Come back to the present moment, bringing as much of that expansion with you, as much as you are willing to bring with you. You've expanded your box. You've expanded your light. Bring it back. And find yourself in your comfortable position that you got into at the beginning of the meditation. And then now, remembering what you can, open your eyes now. Come back. Bring it back. Be here now. That's it. Gently, gently come back. Look around you. Look at your surroundings. Maybe rub your thighs a little bit. Just to kind of get back connected into that body. All right. All right. Welcome back. You're greater than before. You're a new person. May it continue. Remember, whenever in doubt, expand your self-image using any one or more of the techniques that we have shared. Actually, we've shared 7 now. We look forward to any opportunity in the future that we have to work with you again, work with your beautiful energies. We have so appreciated working with you today. And so, until we meet again, we surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. Farewell.